Well, thanks for that, Big Fatty. And as it happens, he recorded that on my birthday because he said he recorded it on the 20th. Sorry, he recorded it when it was my birthday here and he released it when it was my birthday there. So he actually had a dual time zone birthday observance as well. So thank you for that, Big Fatty. There was, however, no Tanqueray and tonic and two limes involved in the birthday celebrations, as Big Fatty so correctly noted. There was wine involved. Rather a lot of wine involved.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There was wine involved. Rather a lot of wine involved.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2353 of the BFO44, right? The 20th of January 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got some more entries in the January content contest. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Glovies, Big Fatty, going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Big weekend. Big weekend coming up. Big Fatty, what do we got to do? Well, nothing really, but I'm sure it's a big weekend. Y'all, I'm looking forward to it. Just kind of kick back. Y'all, I am having, as I'm recording today, another mug of the Theraflu. One moment, please. And y'all, rumor has it that the old gal is bringing her little Walnut Hills show back online today. Big Fatty, well, it sounded like it was going to be a good weekend until you told us that. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today for right. Y'all, that's the second half of my turkey submarine sandwich. Big Fatty swimming upstream on you. I'm surprised it wasn't tuna. I don't eat tuna. y'all, the first celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's today, y'all. It is, y'all, Big Fatty, are you going to be okay? I think so. It's the Theraflu. She's the creator. She's the creator of the Life on the Shark list. She's living, and she's living out there in the Tonopah, Washington, and does that drive time Tonopah with the Faye driver from time to time. Y'all, and some of you may have met her at the Parade 48 one of the couple of times she was there. Y'all, it's none other than that Brenda Boo. Oh, Big Fatty Brenda Boo! Bad joke. Okay, Big Fatty, silly. And y'all, then on Saturday, of course, he'll be hearing this. I'm recording this on Thursday. He'll to be played on for right day, but he'll hear it on the actual day of his celebration of exit. Big Fatty, don't get involved in all of that future stuff again. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it was the Amaranth. It's Arthur down there in the New Zealand. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Arthur. So, y'all, if you see Brenda Boo or Arthur on the 20 or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. cake. Unless, of course, they'd rather have copious amounts of alcohol. You know, do they make wine cakes? No, I think it's urinal. Beep! Maybe that's vulgar.
Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy...
Yeah, I guess y'all, you know, yesterday I said that I was worried about that Patty Bacon, and y'all, I've been worried for months, all through the holidays, hadn't heard from Patty Bacon, and y'all, lo and behold, on Thursday, Big Fatty received an e-letter from Patty Bacon. It says, "Ole, Big." Y'all, that's hello backwards. Big Fatty, it's me, Patty Bacon, normally from Niedrabah, North Dakota, but temporarily living elsewhere. I'm writing this e-letter on a borrowed car phone as I don't have one of my own now. You see, Big, I'm in trouble. I'm living in the big house. And when I say the big house, I'm not speaking of your house, Big. No! I'm in the correctional facility. It seems I didn't pick up enough trash when I was in trouble for vandalizing that dummy Lester of Lester's Diner in Fort Lauderdale. They picked me up and are making me finish the remainder of my sentence on the inside. I can't write for too long as this car phone belongs to my cellmate, Karen. Karen keeps her car phone in her verse. What's that, Big? Well, you don't know what a verse is? Well, a lady, Big Fatty, a lady like me, carries all of her important items in her verse. Big Fatty, that's sounding vulgar. Karen's verse has been written about in the press, too. If you go to the OK Goggle and ask about Karen McAleonis, you'll learn all about her versatile verse. That's McAleonis. And that's Karen with a K-A-R-I-N. Big Fatty will have to goggle it. Maybe Dr. Stone can goggle it for us, maybe. And one last thing, Poodle. Hi, Poodle. Hi. Poodle, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon, hi. I admit that I thought you were a speaking animal as well. Big Fatty, why does everyone think I am a dog? I'm not a bitch. I love Mr. Ed, Francis the Talking Mule, Charlotte the Arachnoid, Brian Griffin, Scooby-Doo, Salem Saberhagen, and even that rhymes with punt and runt, Miss Piggy. Don't feel insulted. People thought you were an animal. You would have been in good company. Well, Big Fatty, that is the nicest thing, the nicest backhanded compliment I've received in a while. Anyway, Toodles, Patty, well, y'all, subject line was black and white stripes is the new orange. Big Fatty, poor Miss Patty Bacon. Well, Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter. We've been worried sick, just worried sick, I tell you, as to where you had been. And perhaps you had your sentence committed. No, what is it? It's not committed. It's cut off or whatever it was, and you'll be back on the streets, Big Fatty. That didn't sound nice. Well, you'll be back on your back. I mean, on your feet. soon. But Miss Patty Bacon, it's just a delight to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Ed Chen, the dirty boy. Yeah, I'm a really, really bad boy as well, because I haven't been calling up to you for the longest time, and I'm so sorry about that. Life gets to you, and what the hell. Anyway, just wanted to call to say that I really don't want to think about your 3,000th episode or how many episodes you have left, because I really wouldn't know what to do after your show ends, your little show. Please keep going, please keep going, please keep going. I don't care what everybody else says. I don't care what Daniel Bieber or Adam Burns says. Just keep going and just, you know, make life a living hell for them. I don't care. All right, gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, gosh, y'all, that is that Ed Chen from over there in the Singapore, Mexico. And Ed, thank you so much for the call. That is just lovely. And clearly an entry into the January content contest. Big Fatty, there's a content contest? Oh, yeah. Wait, is there a bumper?
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the fat one kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the fat one get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January Content Contest Month. Give him a call and say something really nice.
That is correct.
Even if you can't think of anything, make something up.
Oh, a bee! But anyway, Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never-used-before bumper. And Ed Chan, clearly your comments qualify for the contest, and you're awfully sweet to say those things. And, you know, just keep on participating, and especially, you just, I tell you what, you just keep on participating Saturday nights over there at the Stick It With a Poet. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. This man has a knack. He has a knack for finding poem. Be ready.
Love, exciting and new, all aboard. Okay, Big Fatty, it's the Flop Poe, or the soon-to-be former Flop Poe. I think that's what they're called, former first whatever, blah, blah, blah. Not ready for it. So I'm calling with my entry for the January content contest. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. No. No. Well, there's no. I love you for just being you. Can't ask for much more, can we? Big Fatty! Thank you for calling. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I guess, yo, that was the Flopfo and the First Lady of the BFO and Drum Major Kev. Big Fatty, he sounded like the number one fan. Well, you know, I think the longer couples are together, the more they sound alike. And Big Fatty's kind of like Kathy Bacon and Patty Bacon. It's true. Drum Major Kev, Flopfo, thank you so much. That was awfully sweet of you to call and say those kind things. Big Fatty, I thought there was going to be crickets there when he was counting the ways he loved you. And, well, you know, anyway. But you're right, Flopfo. Your reign as the Flopfo will come to an end on the fifth of February. So you got a couple more weeks from this weekend to enjoy the excitement of that title. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Jay the Hot Tub. How are you doing? I am calling to say hello because I haven't called in quite a while. Also, I want to congratulate you on the purchase of your Ruby Red. I hope it provides you with entertainment and reliability for years and years to come. And I can't wait to drive in it next time I come down and we go to the bars or something. So congratulations on that. Sounds like you got a really great deal. And I guess I'm calling for that old contest thing too as well. But anyway, oh, and I also, I have a question, but you don't really need to cue the music if you don't want to.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make
Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are ax, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I knew you'd play the music. You gotta fill it up. Well, it's true, and it's the Haunt Cub, y'all. It's the Haunt Cub. Jay, what you got?
But my question is, are you planning on going to the Hot Dog Down the Hallway at the Horror this summer? I was just curious, because I was looking at dates and stuff. Anyway, I would like you to enter me.
Oh!
In Gus Chad's contest.
Oh!
All right. Have a good one. Love you, Big Fatty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, the Haunt Cub. And Haunt Cub, Jay, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And big hugs to the Haunt Daddy for me. And Big Fatty would be more than happy to enter you. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. No, it would not be vulgar to enter the Haunt Cub in the January contest. Hey, that's an entry if I've ever heard one. First of all, Jay, this is an excellent question also. The question is, will we be going to the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend at the Horror Hotel? And the answer is yes. Y'all, that's the weekend of July 14th through the 16th, and Granny and Durwood and I and maybe Big Dick and who knows? Who knows who will be there that weekend? Big Fatty, maybe I will. Yes, so Ruby Red will be there. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, well, this weekend, very special, some things come to an end, and new things are on the horizon, and, we'll just see how they go, and of course, I'm referring to the Hypocrisy podcast that Phoenix Dave, he was hoping to start it today for right day. And y'all, I don't know if it's actually going to happen or not, but he was hoping, he told me a while back, he wanted to start it on January 20th, and y'all, check it out, hypocrisypodcast.com. Yes, Big Fatty, and of course, y'all, on Saturday night, right after Stick It With a Poke, it'll be the very last, or Big Fatty, we hope not, it'll be the last regularly scheduled Dubious Intentions. It'll be live on Pride 48, and y'all, if you hadn't called the death phone, give them a call before Saturday night at 8. Y'all, oh, dear, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I got a message from Gary in Albuquerque, who's up there in the Portland, Oregon now. And y'all, he had gone by to see that Christian Mesa. He's in intensive care still, and he was sedated, so he didn't get a chance to visit or anything. But y'all, keep Christian in your thoughts. And y'all, many of you have met him if you've come to Pride 40 out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Arthur. And Arthur, when you listen to the BFO, how do you prepare?
There was wine involved. Rather a lot of wine involved.
Oh, Big Fatty, most people are drunk, or they should be, to listen to this little show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.